Now let's go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where scientists say there's evidence that two sites could be mass graves. Many there have long suspected that victims of the brutal race massacre of 1921 were buried there after a wealthy African-American community, the Black Wall Street, was burned to the ground because a rumor spread that a black man stepped on a white woman's foot. At least 300 African-Americans were killed. Incomes in an instant were wiped out. The massacre is portrayed in the HBO series The Watchmen. It is painful to watch, but now news of possible mass graves. Phil Armstrong is project director at the Tulsa Race Massacre Centennial Commission, which in 2021 will mark 100 years since the massacre. And Phil, first, how are people there reacting to this story portrayed on HBO?
Well, it actually has been a breath of fresh air in that citizens of Tulsa, and more specifically North Tulsa, they've been telling this story, and the history of this has been in some parts well known and then in many parts unknown.
Or doubted. You tell us a story, no names please, but about a white man that you met bowling who was skeptical.
Yes, and he actually became, or is, I should say, a very good friend. And when he saw the news reports of the city moving forward with the Tulsa mass graves investigation, he came up to me one evening and said, you know, how dare you all disturb these graves? How dare you go back in this history? And what's funny is I'm standing there thinking, I'm not the one that's actually digging the graves. And even now, no one is saying that that is what's going to be done. Mm. It's just we need to investigate this. So I listened to him, then said, can I ask you a question? And he said, yes. And I said, what if your grandmother or your grandfather was murdered and all you know is that some terrible incident happened and your grandfather, your grandmother left the house to go help others and they never came back? And then one day, 98 years later, someone comes along and says, hey, I think I know where your grandfather's buried. I said, would that not be a sense of relief for you, your family? And he looked at me, and you can actually almost kind of see tears in his eyes, mm-hmm. like no one has never said it like that. And he said, I didn't think about it in that way. Mm-hmm. And now he comes up to me and said, did they find the bodies? Mm-hmm. It's amazing when you put it in a different perspective and just make it personal. How would you feel if this was your family? Right. It really changes people's opinions.
Well, a couple things. You know, first of all, you said we're not sure what's going to happen here. If this is determined through this forensic research to actually be the mass graves that many African Americans have long thought they are, will the bodies be exhumed?
That's, they say, the elephant in the room is what's going to happen. We have evidence that there's enough anomalies in the soil to move further into investigation to determine if there are bodies here. So the next step is, you know, doing DNA evidence, allowing the state examiner's office to come in to see how they're going to determine if the bodies that are there are of this era of the African Americans or if they're Native Americans. There's a lot still yet to be determined. Mm-hmm. But to be able to be at this point and say there's something there to be further investigated, it just was just a big relief for many in the community.
Validating. Well, and some might say, why did it take this long? Well, we heard, you know, the opinion of a white citizen who just felt no need. And we also heard from Brenda Alford, who I know you know, she's on the commission. Her grandparents and great uncle lost a business in the massacre. And she said that, you know, blacks did not talk about this. First of all, they had to survive in this town where there had been a massacre. But she remembers when they drove by the Oak Lawn Cemetery, again, where these mass graves are believed to be, the adults in the car would always say the same thing.
The conversation would be, quote unquote, you know, they're still over there as we pass that cemetery. And everybody in the car would agree, yes, they knew that they were still over there. And I was, like I said, a small child. I didn't understand what they were talking about. But of course, now I do.
Is that a part of this, Phil, that for decades, the people who lived through this did not want to speak of it?
Yes. And the people that I have had the privilege of sitting and having conversation with, even when we look at the Eddie Faye Gates collection. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but she was a woman that interviewed right. many of the survivors, and to hear their stories that this was, it's trauma. This is just not something that people really wanted to talk about. And from the white citizens, it's something that, we've got to move beyond this. This was an embarrassing thing that happened in our city. And that was one view. The other side of the view was fear of retribution, fear from the community. Even now, people who are descendants, it's hard to talk about, but it's also a lifting, I get to honor my ancestors. I get to honor those that went before me that, I get to tell their story, and it's my responsibility to tell the world this happened and this happened to my family.
That's Phil Armstrong, project director at the Tulsa Race Massacre Centennial Commission. And Phil, we will follow this story wherever it takes us next. Thank you so much.
Thank you.